In my past, I was working mainly in 3D animation, computer graphics, and mainly for film, television, and computer games. I did this for about 14 years, and it was pretty much me and a computer for 14 years. And I'm a very sociable person. I love to meet people. I was very passionate about this, but not passionate about sitting in front of a computer 24 hours a day. So at some point, I took in a new job where I was doing more consulting type work and started to travel the world a lot, which was satisfying my social need. Over time, I developed a good friendship with a Czech woman who was living there. I'd just gone and filmed my first documentary in Cambodia. I was telling her about it, and part of it involved theatre. And this got her brain working and said, "I've got this friend, he's a lovely guy, he's in Slovakia, he's doing this theatre, it's amazing, you should really check it out." To be honest, I forgot about it for 1 or 2 years. And then at some point, I was living in London. Again, I was feeling frustrated with the computer graphics world and I needed a new subject. And I thought, okay, I should do another documentary. And I thought, wow, what about this guy in Slovakia? And I rang him up and he said, "Hey, we've got a new premiere starting next week." So I came here and I met just so many amazing people that I instantly fell in love with Slovakia.
This was when exactly?
This was about 2 years ago.
Before we jump to your work here in Slovakia with theater, you said that you worked for 24 hours sitting at a computer. All right, but then you mentioned London, Melbourne, I know Singapore, Sydney, hundreds of other places, Moscow, then that doesn't come together with sitting at a computer in one spot, does it?
For about 7 or 8 years, it was 24 hours a day in front of the computer. Then I slightly changed careers, going to more of a consulting role, which then allowed the travel component of my work. Moving to Slovakia, moving my life here was the final step of leaving that behind and coming into a world of real stories, real people, and
Cambodia and Slovakia, then I don't know, probably something in between, or I don't know what your plans are, but back then it must have been quite a tough decision to go from your secure locations, a different world, to somewhere where you didn't even know it existed on the map. So how was that? What was it like for you?
In a way, the decision was easy because this economic crisis that we went through made the decision for me. In the company I used to work for, we had 7,500 employees. Their first round of ways of trying to save money was to fire 1,500 people. On my team, there was three other guys who had families, who loved their job. And so I just put my hand up and said, "Look, if there's something else is going to happen, pick me." 1 month later, they picked me. They had to pay me quite well. And I figured that with this paycheck, I could move to Slovakia. I could independently finance my films.
So I understand this is your second documentary about a theater in Slovakia, right? What was the first documentary about, and what will this second one be about then?
The key difference in the two documentaries is the style. The first film I made was driven by interviews. This helped tell the story, but it kept some sort of distance between the viewer and the people in the film. Also, the reason I chose to execute the first film in this way was because I had 1 week in which to come to Slovakia, and in the end, I filmed for 3.5 days. I saw that there was so much potential here, but I felt that I didn't tell the story the way I wanted to tell the story. So I decided anyway to finish the film. It's won a couple of prizes. It's been playing in many film festivals this year. I'm happy that it's had some success. So this second film is really the style I wanted to make the first film. The whole time, I'm just following people, following their lives, following all the things that happen inside the theater or because of the theater. For example, when we take road trips, and this year we've been to 11 different cities around Slovakia, to see the people have this opportunity. Of course, homeless people don't often have the opportunity to travel, to sleep in hotels, to eat in nice restaurants, and being able to show this on film, I think, is a very nice thing. And I think definitely with this second film, I'm achieving the closeness for the viewer. Over the last year and a half, I've filmed so far 106 hours of footage. If you're working a normal work week, it would take 3 weeks just to watch this footage once. So I'm kind of crazy, and I guess, and I like a challenge. This is definitely a challenge. The other reason it's a challenge is it's all in Slovak.
How are you going to translate all that or figure it out just on your own?
I have to work with a translator. There's no other way at the moment. But over time, as I'm understanding more, I'm speaking more, I can see reviewing the footage that when there's an important conversation, I know to keep filming this. Even though I can't translate what's happening word for word, I definitely have some sort of grasp on the language and some sort of understanding.
How do you interact with these people as a filmmaker? Do you communicate with them, or do you just, you know, stand on the side and try not to be seen or heard?
Really, I don't want to interact with the characters because I want the viewers to feel like they're almost sitting in the theater, like they're watching these people. They're me. And while the actors sometimes do want to interact with me, I've had to tell them, like, this is not the style of film I want to make.
106 hours of filming, of footage, and then 1.5 years. That's a long time with a lot of work done, and you interact with the same people all the time. So what's touched you the most or surprised you in a way?
What's been really great is that I've had the chance to get to know all of these people very personally. At the heart of everybody here is this beautiful soul and these really amazing people. It's something that I think a lot of people wouldn't expect from homeless people. Disabled people might have different preconceptions as well, but people have a much more negative, view of homeless people. However, what I've learned is that there's absolutely no difference. Some of the experiences people have had here, reasons that they ended up on the streets, I've tried to relate those experiences to my own personal life. And I think the real difference is that in my life I've had some terrible things happen, but I always had friends and family there to support me. I really believe that a lot of these people had the same problems you or I could have had, but they just didn't have the support, or they didn't have the friends or family to catch them when they fell. So when there's no one to catch you, you just keep falling and falling and falling. And when you've hit the bottom, sometimes it's very hard to climb back up. And that's really why the theatre exists. It's one sort of step for them to reach a normal life again.